The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus came to his native place and taught the people in the synagogue. They were astonished and said, "Where did this man get such wisdom and mighty deeds? Is he not the carpenter's son? Is not his mother named Mary? And his brother named Joseph, Simon, and Judas? Are not his sisters all with us? Where did this man get all this?" And they took offense at him. But Jesus said to them, "A prophet is not without honor except in his native place and in his own home, in his own house." And he did not work many deeds there because of the lack of faith. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
That entrance hymn we sang, "Blessed Assurance," is a very popular hymn. And as we listen to that hymn and as we sing that hymn, we will all recognize that we have a story.
Yes.
We all have a story, and we have a story to tell. Today we are reflecting on the story of St. Joseph the Worker, the foster father of Jesus, a man called by God on a mission, and a man who responded to that mission and allowed God's will to be accomplished in his life. Today the church honors him. The church venerates him. A man who is called to become a saint and responded to that call. You. We all are called to become saints. Do you
Amen.
Believe that?
Yes. Amen. Yes.
And so our story is a story of sin and grace.
Yes.
Yes. And so the great saints of the church were sinners, mind you. But they responded to that call, and they became saints. And so we too must never become discouraged when we battle with our sinful nature. We must never throw in the towel. We must never give up, because we are reminded continuously, as scripture reminds us, that yes, there is possibility that sinners can become saints.
Yes.
And what is good about the Catholic Church, the Church reminds us of that daily. That you see, this saint that you're honoring today, that saint was a sinner, redeemed by the blood of Jesus. Understand very clearly that this saint, just like you and me, with the exception of Digna, had to grapple and struggle with sin, but did not give up.
Amen.
And so we too are encouraged whenever we celebrate the great saints. We too are encouraged that as we walk this face of the earth, and as we leave our footprints on the face of the earth, we are going to be remembered. And how we are remembered has to do with us. That we want to be remembered as men and women of integrity. We want to be remembered as men and women that love the Lord and love your children, love your family. We want to be remembered as men and women who brought that integrity into the workplace. That we work honestly. We don't clock in time that we didn't work for. Or we don't collect a salary that we didn't work for. Or we don't put things on our taxes that are not true. We have to be reminded that we are going to be remembered. And so when we sang, "This is my story, this is my psalm, praising my Savior all the day long." And that has to be our story, a story of praising a God who loves us, a story of worshiping a God who loves us. But the truth be told, God is never surprised by our response. God knows everything, but He wants us to respond out of love, from a place of love. And so, this is our story this morning, the first day of a new month. God already knows how this month is going to end for a lot of us. God knows. He knows it. What is very important, church, is that we understand that as we journey through life, as we leave our footprints this moment and then the next moment, that we must be reminded that there are people who are looking at us. And how we live is very important, not just for your children, your grandchildren, but there are people who are looking at us. And how we are remembered is going to be very crucial. I pray this morning for you and for me that this story, our life story, as it began with God, I pray too that it will end with God.
Amen. Amen.